Thanks, Malam, for that introduction. I hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful time. It's an awesome time to be on this program. So far, a lot of talks have happened from Azure to the Ambassador Program to all that. Yeah, that's amazing. So today, I am going to be talking about something interesting. I'll be talking about IoT. And the Power Platform, how those two come together. That's what I'll be talking about. So if you're ready, without much ado, you know, stick and stay with me, and then let's get this show rocking. Yep. And let me know if that is live. Awesome. Let's move this here so that we can get a lot of this going for us. All right, so I'm just going to go into it. Let's get this started. Awesome. So, like I said earlier, and I'm going to be talking about the Power Platform of Things. This is an awesome experience where the physical world interact with software interacts with the cloud, and then we can do some cool stuff. For a long time now, this area has been reserved for potentially people that think it's kind of like a hardcore area to be part of, but this is something that I'm going to demystify in the next couple of minutes. So stick and stay with me, and if you have any questions, don't forget to drop them in the chat on Twitter. The hashtag is hashtag Power Africa. We'll try to answer all those for you. So quickly, just to quickly introduce myself, my name is Samuel Adjorney. I am a Microsoft MVP, also an MCT. I do stuff with Andela. I have my own startup running. Called Afloat Solutions. I run a community here in Accra. I'm also an IoT AI and cloud solutions architect. I run three shows weekly: IoT Tuesday, Demystified Techs on Friday, and the Power Series on Sunday. I also have an occasional podcast which I do talking about Africa and technology. So what are we talking about today? From my little hut and village in Accra, we'll be talking about what IoT is. We'll go back in time to talk about the whole of IoT, how we started. We'll look at the industry revolution, some applications of IoT, and then we'll look at why Azure IoT. Then we'll look at some services that we're using, and then why we are marrying this with Power Platform. And then I'll try to do a very quick demo and show you how things done, provided this time. But I'll try as much as possible to make this very interesting and very appealing. So let's get into it quickly. What is IoT? Simply put, I would define IoT as a network of internet-connected objects that is able to collect, exchange, and act on data without human intervention. And I'm saying object in the sense that today there are a lot of things that are internet connected that are, so to speak, smart. You can talk about smart wearables, you can talk about smart rings, you can talk about smartphones, you can talk about smart clocks like Alexa. There are a lot of things around us today that are smart, that are collecting data every day, acting upon it, using some AI and all that. Now, that constitutes what the Internet of Things. So you're thinking about technically any device. Anyone, anywhere in the world, any business can use it. A lot of tech networks are supporting, and which actually is accessible for you every time. Now, let's go back in history for just a few minutes. When did this whole IoT thing start? Now, people think it's just a buzzword now. Nope, but actually, did you know that the very first IoT or smart device was in the early 1982s, all right, which was this particular Coca-Cola vending machine, which was able to report, new inventory, whether it was cold or hot. It was that simple. But then it gave that information that was needed. And this was kind of like when it all became something that people wanted to take a look at. Today, we have tools, we have technology, we have resources that's making it accessible and easy for us to access. Now, what is the IoT in Industrial Revolution? Currently, you might think there isn't a place, but well, there is. We're currently in Industrial Revolution 4.0, all right? Well, we started with automation, big data, cloud computing. We had autonomous systems. IoT is in now. And then with IoT, we have a lot of data being generated. Therefore, we are moving into the era of data management. So IoT is playing a key role in this current industrial revolution, which we term as 4.0. Now, what are some of the quick applications of IoT? Well, we can talk about different applications of IoT, right? We can talk about consumer IoT. Which includes things like connected vehicles, home automations, wearables, connected health, stuff for elderly care, appliances. All these things can be termed under consumer IoT. All right. Now, aside that, what else can we talk about? Now, we can also talk about commercial IoT, well, applications of IoT in the commercial sector. Now, you're talking about medical, or we call it healthcare, or Internet of Medical Things, all right? The fact that you have some blood pressure monitor that is smart, that when you take your readings, it's probably sending it to your phone or sending it to the cloud for your physician to check if your blood pressure is in the right range. We can talk about transportation. We can talk about building and home automation as well in the commercial space. All right. Then we can also take a look at industrial IoT. And the industrial, we're talking about industrial Internet of Things and manufacturing and agriculture, and a whole lot. And finally, in the space of infrastructure, now you can talk about energy management, you can talk about metropolitan scale, development or environmental monitoring. This is where, let's say, metropolitan or government or cities are using IoT for their smart lights, doing environmental monitoring, and analyzing and monitoring their water bodies to know if they're not, polluted and all that. So these are a lot of applications of IoT in the various sectors, which if you're interested in, and I believe that this is the time because it's a growing industry. Now, the question now is, why are we using Azure to do all these things? Well, like my colleagues have spoken about it earlier on, Azure IoT, as I term it, is for everyone. It's built, for the least, to the highest of organizations. So, and it's built on Microsoft decades of skills, right? Of enterprise, of knowledge, of skills, of, data. It is one of the biggest clouds, you can argue about that, but it is the biggest cloud providers currently. Now, Microsoft is also investing over $5 billion, into IoT research. So trust me, you're dealing with a platform that is flexible, that is intelligent, that is trusted, that is easily and accessible for everyone to build solutions on top. That is the more reason why we are going with Azure. I mean, if you're not going with Azure, I don't know what you want to go with. Anyways, so let's take a quick look at some of the services that drive IoT on Azure. So we can talk about Azure IoT Hub. We can talk about Azure IoT Central. We can talk about the IoT Solutions Accelerator, Azure Sphere, Digital Twins. We can talk about Azure Time Series Insights, Azure Maps, and then Azure Real-Time Operating Systems. These are all services that collectively enable you to, make use or build IoT solutions in the cloud. Now, we're just going to focus on one, which is kind of like the fabric of all the IoT services or solutions on Microsoft Azure, which is IoT Hub. Now, what this does is that it enables you, to create highly secure, reliable, and then, bi-directional communication between your IoT applications and devices. And it also allows you to manage them at scale. Now, it also provides you kind of like a cloud-hosted solution that allows for you to connect virtually to technically any device. And this is something I'm going to show you in the demo, that you can pretty much connect anything. It also allows you to extend solution from the cloud to the edge, which means that if you're in an area where there is probably internet connectivity is a problem, you can actually move all these things to the edge device, closer to your devices, not internet connected, but then being able to do all that intelligence processing on the edge as well for you. It has staff authentication, it has built-in device management, it has, you can scale provisioning to thousands and thousands and thousands of devices, all right? Now, let's take a look at some of the features of IoT Hub that makes it very interesting and very the right choice for building your solution. Security. First of all, it has enhanced communication channels for bi-directional communication, so which means cloud-to-device communications and device-to-cloud communication. So whether it's your device sending data to the cloud or it is the cloud sending commands to your devices, you can use that. And then also, it has what we call the built-in device management and provisioning that allows you to connect pretty much any of your devices. Sorry. Now, then it has it's fully integrated with almost all the other Azure services. So Event Grid, Serverless Compute, other things you want to build on top. So if you want your IoT solution to communicate with functions, Azure Functions to do something, to even automate, to do some automation, even logic apps, to queues and all that, it's already built in for you to take a look at. Now, it's also compatible with IoT Edge, like I'm saying, for building hybrid solutions. So if you're in an environment where compliance is a problem, all right, you can actually build hybrid solutions at the edge, and that also solves the problem for you. Now, the question is, so with all this IoT talk, all this cool stuff, why are we, marrying this with Power Platform? Well, conventionally, if you're building IoT solutions, all right, and you build it in terms of monitoring, controlling, and all that, was reserved for, you know, pro devs. It meant that you have to go build a dashboard, do some MQTT things, build a whole some complicated things just to be able to read data from your IoT devices or control your IoT devices. Well, we know that Power Platform, you know, provides us the bare bone, low code, no code way of building solutions, whether it's reporting, whether it's applications, whether it's business automation flows, whether it is bots, all right? It gives us that opportunity to do it. So that is the more reason why it makes sense to marry the Power Platform with Internet of Things. So which means that I can build my cool IoT project and then use my cool Power apps connected to my Power Automate and connected to my Power Virtual Agent to control these devices from anywhere I want, and then create, you know, a very harmonized and peaceful marriage between the two solutions. So that is what I am going to be showing you today. So if you have any questions, all right, I know my colleagues have talked a lot about Azure, have talked about the Power Platform, so I wouldn't delve so much into it. I'm more excited about the demo I'm going to show you. So let's just get right into it. Let's get the demo going. In the meantime, if you have any questions, you know, again, don't forget to drop them in there. Drop them in the chat, and also drop them into on Twitter with the hashtag PowerAfrica. So before we get into the demo, please, let me put this disclaimer here. The things I'm going to be working with have voltage between 120 and 240 volt. So if you're not comfortable, if you don't have a lot of skills with this, please approach this with all the cautions you can. I'm going to walk you through just a little of what's in our demo. So in our demo today, we're going to be taking a look at how I'm using the Raspberry Pi connected with a DHT temperature and humidity sensor and some relays to control a fan, a high voltage fan, and then a high voltage siren, all right, using this technology. So there is IoT Hub in there, there's Azure Function is there, there's Power App in there, there's Power Automate in there. And I'm not sure we have time, but there's also a Power Virtual Agent that can control these things. But I'll limit it to the Power Apps for today. And I'll leave you juicy for you to join my channel and learn more. So these are the things that you're going to be seeing in the demo. So let's get right into it. So let's get rid of this for now. I'm sure you can see my desktop. So just to give you a glimpse, you can see my workbench. We can go over the things that I'll be sharing, which is, yeah, I always like to give that warning. So you can see here, we have a siren here, the side there. And then we have the fan. This actually is 240 volts. So this is the high voltage one, just to explain what's happening here. Now, and then we also have, we also have here the relay. Well, I didn't need all this 8-channel relay, but this is the trick. So the siren and the fan are not smart. They are just direct voltage into switches. So the relay is what's trying to make it smart. So it's actually blocking the current that is coming into the relay. And then it uses pins, signals from the Raspberry Pi to either turn the signal on and off. I have a detailed one on my channel that you can check out. But this is the setup. So the general thing is that here, the temperature and humidity sensor is picking data in this office. There's also a gas sensor here picking data from this office and sending it to Azure using Azure IoT Hubs. And then there's some analytics happening in there. But then I need ways I can control this fan and control this light remotely, right? Ideally, that is where you would have probably used a pro dev to build something. But then I want to use, you know, my Power Apps to do that. Isn't that cool? So that's what we're going to be taking a look at. So let's just jump right into it. All right. And then let's have some fun. So let's move this somewhere here so we can track that. And then I'm going to go to my desktop and I have this cool Merry Christmas Power Africa wallpaper. So if you like it, just give a thumbs up and, you know, and I'll send this out for you for free to use. So let's get started. Now, I'm going to use a variety of tools, obviously, Microsoft or Visual Studio Code. Even if you're anti-Microsoft, I know that a lot of people are not using Visual Studio. Sure, Lawrence, I'll send that to you. So first thing is that because I'm using the Raspberry Pi, you know, it's running Linux. But then thanks to the powering tools of the Microsoft technologies, I can remote into the Raspberry Pi and then, you know, build solutions into it. So first of all, I'm going to show you the solution, which is a very basic node application, right? It's a basic node application that is running on top of the Raspberry Pi. So let's go here, click this. Let's connect to our host. And then our host is also on the same network as my laptop right now, so I'm able to connect to it. Let me actually get this thing a bit bigger, yeah, so that I have to point things out, you can see them. So we are connecting to our host right now. thank you so much. So again, if you like that wallpaper, that Christmas wallpaper, you know, just hit us up, hashtag Power Africa, and then, you know, tell us what you like about the show, and make sure you're doing the homework that's going to be assigned to you at the end of the session, and then hey, we'll drop you that cool wallpaper. All right, so let's get this rolling. Yep, okay, so let's connect to our host. This is our host. It would ask us to connect, provide user the password, my super secret password. Can close this, and then let's go ahead and open up our code base. Our code is here. Node applications, let's open it. And for those that have done some form of development work, you see that this is very very, very basic. It's a very basic Node application. So I'm using a lot of the SDKs from the Azure IoT Hub. So quite easy for you to use if you're a Java person, you're a Python person, you're a C# person. There's always an SDK available for you to use. So let's just make this load now. And I'm going to show you how difficult this is. All right. Let's close the connection and try again. Let's run this. And yeah, like I was saying, so depending, there's SDK depending on, you know, the type of tech skills you have. Okay, so whether you have your Java person, your C# person, okay, there's always SDKs for you to make use of. All right, so don't feel out of place to say that, well, I don't know. It's very basic. It's a very basic new application. I mean, as opposed to, think about it, would you be building, the question would be, would you be building something like a complete mobile application, all right, to interface with a solution? No, that would be like an overkill. And that is the more reason why we are using, okay, Power Apps and the Power Automates to do it. Okay, what do we have here? Let's see. Let's quit this and let's close the connection. And Gods of Demo Day are refusing my sacrifice, but I think I would appease them again. All right. Connect to our hosts. Yep, our host is live and running. Let's be sure we have him on the same. Okay. So I think I know why we're having this. Okay, let's see this. Okay. Awesome. For once I felt I was being deprived of the connection, but it looks like my connection has changed, so I need to update it. So let me do that real quick. There we go. All right, so yeah, let's connect to our app real quick, and there we go. All right, so this is our application. I'm just going to run it real quick, and then I'll show you what's happening. Yes, I know. I'm actually asked for the sacrifice to be done to the gods, because if the gods do not accept the sacrifice, we are in big trouble this afternoon. But hey, so as you can see, the app is running right now. All right, so, and very basic, you see that it's sending data to IoT Hub. All right, real quick. Now, to show you the power of it, ideally, once this is running, you would have, you know, you probably would need to have built a complete application, all right, to interface with this thing, like a mobile application to interface with this thing. So to take it, to show how easy and simple this is, I went ahead, actually, and then built a Power App for the sake of time. So let's open this up. And then while this is happening, I'm going to switch to a dual screen view, all right? So that you can see the app and the workbench side by side. So this is a very simple app. In fact, let me give you a simple tool. So this is a very simple Power app. I call it my smart home power control. All right, so you click on start, and then you get the information from the temperature to the current usage to the fan and the office light. All right, oh, very simple, nothing complicated. So let's go here. Now, so the underworkings of this is that Power Apps is calling in the background, is calling a Power Automate flow. And within the flow is calling an Azure function that is sending commands to IoT Hub. All right, so check this out. If you're looking on the bench and I toggle the office fan, you see the matching ant at the top, and then within some few minutes, not minutes, just a few seconds, because it's now warming up my Azure function instance. So within some few seconds, this fan should go live. And once that happening, I can go ahead and control the other things, you know, in my office right now. And as part of this, if I go back here, you see that it would have received certain commands also from our extensions running in the background. So let's go back here and see. So let's turn this out. What do we have here? Okay, let's restart our server. It looks like the sacrifice. Let's reload this. Hopefully they are accepting it. All right, let's see. Okay, 13. This is interesting. So let's do this. Okay. So what's happening is that it seems that the connection to my Raspberry Pi is being canceled. So it doesn't how do I say it? It's always moving away from let me do this. Let me quickly fix this here. So that we don't encounter this again. Just give me a few seconds. Let's go here. All right. Okay, I think we should be good now. Yeah, I think we should be good now. So let's retry the connection again. Just when I was about to mesmerize you, the gods decided to say, we have not accepted your sacrifice yet, but definitely they would accept the sacrifice. I think the connection went through. Yeah, I think the connection went through. All right, so now let's go back to our app and let's try this again. Marching and okay. All right, I'm just going here. I'll restart this. No one deals with a demonstration like that. Yeah, don't I know, right? I don't know why, you know, these things try to, you know, pin me in the butt, but it's a lie. You know, I've made the sacrifice, I've paid my dues. The demo god should allow me to do this demo. Yes. Else I'll have a bone to pick with them. All right, let's try this again. There we go, and it fixed it. I like it when this happens. This is just to tell you guys that we are not superhumans. We struggle with things like this. But the exciting part is that when you get it fixed and you know the problem and fix it, you're excited. And yes, I'm excited. So you realize that, and a couple of things to look out for. You realize that the fan icon changed, lit up. It was dim, just like the office light. So initially, if I turn this on, there's a very tiny light that pops up somewhere here. I don't know if you can see that. Because of the light, you might not be able to see it. So I decided, you know, to go back to my Power Apps and say, you know what, let's add, you know, a few things to it and then make it more visible. So the idea is that now with this Power App, I can control everything in my IoT Hub or everything on this workbench anywhere I want. So let's turn this off and then let's go ahead and open the second Power App, which I built for the sake of time. That has the siren, and I'll walk through how that is done. So if you look at the interface, it's the same thing. But the difference now is that I have added not just the fan. So now we have the fan. We can turn on the lights. And then the cool part is that, yes, we can turn on the siren and check that out. All this is happening from just using Power Apps, which has Power Automate calling some Azure functions in the background. Without this, you would have been creating completely building a mobile app with Kotlin, Java, or something complicated. But very simple, right here, you can do this with Power Apps, all right? We can leave that to run, or we can stop this. Let me just take you through quickly how this was built. Isn't this awesome? I mean, you can control. So think about what you can. So at this point, I can add a lot more things to this. I can add a lot more sensors. I can control my air conditioner. I can control, you know, a lot of things right now in the office. Awesome way to do it. Now let's take a quick look at how this was built. So I'm going to go here, and then we're going to open the Power Apps. I'm sure my colleagues have talked a lot about it. So let's just get into this so you can see this properly. And again, hey, if you have any questions, this will be the time. As I've shown you the demo, I'm just going to walk you through how I built it and what I used to build it. And if there's any question, we can answer that on the various platforms that we have. Awesome. And whilst we do that, so yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah, I'll just skip this. All right. So if you look at this, let me zoom in. All right. So that this gives you a good perspective. So this is a regular button, all right, using the very basic navigation, which means when I click this, move to the next screen, all right, which is the main screen. So if we go to our main screen here, as you can see, I'm using a couple of things here. So I used a control, and a control is a reusable feature within Power Apps. So if you look at this, there are two similar controls. And then they have properties, like properties for the icons, properties for the title, properties and all that, and have buttons in them that are controlling stuff. So now let's look at what happens when this button is clicked. So I'm just going to scroll down a bit, move this here. So if you look closely, it's a very basic thing that's happening. I'm setting variables, all right, to on and off, depending on the state of the button. So if the button is off, I'm setting a variable which is called, there's a variable called fan command on, and there's a variable called fan command off, right? So depending on the state of the button, I'm changing them to either on or off. And then the response is what I am passing to this toggle fan power automate flow, all right? There's a toggle fan power automate flow that accepts either an on or off command. Now, where is this being activated from? All right, let's quickly go back here. I'm going to show you the code real quick, which is the device code here. So it's just basic. So do you see we have three states actually. So this is it. We have toggle LED, toggle fan, and toggle siren. All right. So these are commands that we can call. So the IoT hub can call and send to this particular to call the Raspberry Pi. So these commands are here, and then they are the ones controlling whether I should turn on the light or turn off the light and all that. Now this in turn is calling, you see this, I have three Azure functions, right? Let's see if you can see this. Let's zoom in. Hopefully this is clear enough for you to see. Yeah, so we have three Azure functions, all right? So the on fan, the toggle LED, and the toggle siren. All right, let's open the on fan. I'm only going to see it in view only mode because I built this on Visual Studio Code and then publish in zip. So if you're familiar with deploying, you would realize that you can edit it here. I'd have to edit it offline, but you can see the code base. So it's quite simple here as well. So look at this. We are receiving a response from our function, all right? And basically we are calling that function and then passing in the state, a state of on and off. That's just pretty much it. But then knowing this thing, you'd have gone out to build a whole application to handle and do this. But that's what we're doing. We're using our Power Apps and then our Power Automate for. So let's go to back to our functions. So here I'm calling this Power Automate, all right, passing in the state, and then it's triggering and it's working. So if we go here, let's actually open this app and go into our automate. Let me open this in a new tab so I can also show you that flow, all right, the flow that we're using to create all this to make all this magic happen. So let's open this up, and then we have, as you can see we have toggle fan, we have toggle light. So these are the various flows that are being called right from within Power Apps. So let's take a look at the fan. So if I go and edit the fan, so you see, very simple. We receive a command from Power Apps. Let's zoom this in so you guys can see. So we receive, if you look at this, we receive information from Power Apps. And all we are doing is we are calling out to this Azure function, all right? and we are passing the state. So the state is either an on or off, which is coming from power apps. We are passing this to this function, all right? We're passing this to this function here. And then we are just passing the response, as you can see, and sending the response back to power apps. So this is very simple. As you can see, we have a power apps, one, two, about just four steps, calling an Azure function, which is just calling an IoT hub and making this happen. So that is how easy it is. So using Power Automate, Power Apps, all right, and then a lot of the Azure goodness, Azure IoT Hub, Azure Functions, we have built this powerful and an immense and sweet UI that we're using to control our fan. And for the sake of, you know, for the sake of the interest, let's just do this again. I think I'm just in love with this. So let's do this again. Let's open this. Let's go to our split view and let's control this again. So let's start this again, turn on the fan. And then you can see how now it's fast because now we have our services running. Turn on the lights and turn on our siren, and then we can add up to this, control different things, control servos, control environment in our building and all that. So this is the power. This is the power of the power platform connected to your IoT project. And then it's just a never-ending love story between these two, so to say, distant, so distant in the past our services. But today, with the power vested in me as the IoT god on the continent, I have put them together and no one should put them asunder. And back to studio, if you're ready for any questions for me, this will be the time I'll take your questions. And I'm glad to have shared this. If you have any further questions on IoT and all that, awesome, awesome. Just reach out to me and I'll be very glad to. Yes, by the power. Yes, by the power. Obviously, we're talking about Power Africa. So by the power vested in me as the power god, you know, I now pronounce them married and to do wonderful and great things on the continent. Awesome, awesome. Keep your questions coming. Keep your questions coming. And if it's a specific thing, you know, we can share that.
Sammy, thank you so much for that wonderful presentation. I think we should start writing a romance novel for the Power Platform.
I know, right?
Yeah. But guys, I mean, you could see how simple it is to really merge the power of what the Power Platform can do and the existing dev tools in Azure and all these cool IoT stuff. So go ye out there and build amazing stuff.